This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories that focus on organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Today we feature the Northeast Arkansas Children's Advocacy Center. It's an organization that assists law enforcement in the fight against child abuse, specifically sexual abuse of children. The Children's Advocacy Center is located in Jonesboro and serves 9 counties in Northeast Arkansas. About 200 children last year were served by the center, ranging from ages 2 to 17. The Children's Advocacy Center has specially trained investigators with the state police who can interview the children. A new room added allows children to be checked medically, and advocates work with the children and families during the process. The Children's Advocacy Center is enlisted at the beginning of an investigation.
When a call goes into the child abuse hotline, in a perfect world, when a child is going to be interviewed about an assault, and we handle priority one sexual assault cases, that they are brought to the Children's Advocacy Center for that interview.
Executive Director Susie Cover.
And our main purpose is we videotape the interview, and the main purpose is the child doesn't have to hopefully keep repeating that story, the worst story they have to tell, to more strangers. So that's what we do. And then once the interview is completed, then we continue on with the family. If they need assistance, we'll help. We make sure that the child gets a referral to mental health if they need it. We make sure that we now have a new medical exam room open here. We make sure that is taken care of. And so we will stick with the family as long as they need us.
Walking through the front door, the atmosphere is not intimidating. It's designed that way. The front lobby is bright, with separate play areas for different age groups. Younger kids have a room near the front door that has toys to play with and books to look through. For older kids, posters of Justin Bieber and Big Time Rush hang on the wall, and there's a TV. It would look like a teenager's room. Cover wanted to make sure the lobby put children at ease before they go into a separate room where the interviews take place.
These specially trained interviewers then start the questioning technique, which is very specific because it cannot be leading, and it's just letting the child tell their story. And while this is happening, we are videotaping the interview. And so that when that interview is done, anyone else who needs to hear that story, whether it's a prosecutor, another law enforcement agency, because sometimes we do courtesy interviews for other, we've done them for different states. We've done them for cases even that for the government. We've done them for the Army when an abuse happened overseas and the victim was here. So anyone else who might need, though, to see or hear those what the children's story is, we provide them with the videotape of the interview.
A new feature the center has now is a state-of-the-art medical examination room. Grants and donations made the room possible, and now children can be evaluated by nurses before they leave. Nurses have access to state-of-the-art equipment and internet access, so doctors could take a look at anything the nurses see online. The specially trained nurses examine children for sexually transmitted diseases, sexual and physical abuse. Cover saw the value in having the medical examination room in the same building.
All the children from Northeast Arkansas who were victims of sexual abuse had to travel to Little Rock to get the same type of exam. And we would set those up for them, but they would have to drive to Little Rock. So if you can imagine a child who's just told you the most difficult story they've probably ever had to tell, and then they know now they're going to have to get in a car and drive 3 more hours to meet another total stranger who's going to give them a physical exam, you can imagine the trauma involved with that trip. So we've eliminated all of that. So everything is done here all at one time. And when the child leaves here, you'd be surprised the difference than the child that walked in our door when they first arrived. And hopefully they are on the road to recovery and just getting back to the life that a child should be living.
One of the nurses working in the new medical room at the center is Dawn McPike, who's a professor at Arkansas State University's College of Nursing and Health Professions.
My job is I assist with the medical component. I help perform these medical exams on the children who may have undergone some type of sexual abuse is my focus. what I do is obviously the medical part of testing for anything they may have come in contact with, helping any injuries that may be present. Mainly evidence collection is another part of that too. The most important thing, though, is to be with the kids and to reassure them that they're not broken and that they will recover from this, and just to give them a medical perspective of how they will go on to do great things and that this does no way defines who they are.
For McPike, one major challenge is trying to get nurses to volunteer to help. Those who agree to help have to go through special training in Georgia in order to examine children, and they may have to go to court and testify in cases, something that may take a lot of time. McPike likes the new medical room and believes it's a valuable tool that helps children start the recovery process.
I think a lot of times they walk in and they feel like people can tell by looking at them, just, you know, walking down the street that something's happened to them. They feel broken. And when they get someone to, a professional, to look at them and say, you know, you're okay. You're going to heal. Your body will heal. And no one can tell this just by looking at you. You see the weight of the world lift off their shoulders, that they realize that they're not broken and they're not scarred and that they will be able to move on from this.
When a report of child abuse comes to the child abuse hotline, the state police is called in. Leanne Vanneman is a supervisor with the state police's Crimes Against Children division. Vanneman investigates numerous cases of child abuse in Northeast Arkansas, especially sexual abuse of children.
Our numbers are very high, some of the highest in the state as far as the number of child abuse investigations or child abuse reports that we receive. I don't want to believe that we're just in a really bad community. I don't want to believe that the training, the fact that we get out in the community, we go to the schools, we talk to the teachers, we talk to the preachers, we talk to the medical field. You know, we offer training to anyone who is mandated by law to report child abuse. And I think we're very fortunate in Northeast Arkansas to have teachers and preachers and people that are out there that are familiar with child maltreatment.
The Children's Advocacy Center has been open for 3 years. Vanneman can remember what it was like to work on cases before the center opened.
Well, I can tell you that because I've worked in this for 15 years and we've had this center for about 2.5, it was very difficult because everyone just did their own thing. They had their own agenda as far as what their job was. What I see now, we're getting more cases prosecuted. We have better investigations that are being conducted. It's a team effort. We're realizing that it's not just an investigation by law enforcement or not just a case being prosecuted by the prosecutor. This is something that we are working on as a team. And that would be the, you know, DHS, the schools, the Crimes Against Children Division. We are seeing better investigations and better prosecution.
In order to keep the doors open of the center, it takes funding, and that's a major challenge in a tight economy. Due to a tight budget, the center can't operate the hours that are needed sometimes, which leads COVID to address another challenge.
Well, we had this morning, we had the challenge of trying to schedule interviews, you know, not having enough time, not being able to be open 24 hours. There are a lot of centers around the country that are open 24 hours so that an investigator can bring a child. Sometimes the child will show up in an emergency room and the interview should take place. And so if appropriate, they're able to come to a child advocacy center. So one of the challenges for us is to keep growing, keep funding ourselves so that we can have more employees and stay open and be available to our investigators and to our children on a 24-hour basis. That would be great.
Grants and donations from the public are the funding for the center. COVR continues to look at fundraisers and other opportunities to raise money, as well as just asking. For now, the doors remain open, and COVR continues to take in abused and hurting children. COVR knows it's heartbreaking to see children in such a tough time, but the doors are open to help those children start the recovery process. COVR says knowing the center is helping children is what makes her job rewarding. Well, this is Making a Difference on KASU, which focuses on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live. Next week, we'll feature the Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, of the 2nd Judicial District. CASA serves children in five counties that are taken out of abusive homes. Caseworkers are overwhelmed with the numbers of children in the system, which is leading to a push for more volunteers in the program.
In Craighead County alone, we have 150 children who are in foster care due to neglect or abuse. And we would like to have it where every child had a CASA. So if for that to happen, we would need at least around 100 to 150 volunteers in Craighead County, not to mention all the other counties that we serve.
Executive Director Carla Borden discusses that next week on Making a Difference on KASU.